Recently, while searching around a local prop room for some items such as swords, shields, and a backgammon set for a show I'm directing, I came across folded burgundy velvet fabric. Piles of it. It's always interesting what sensory cues, whether visually, olfactory, auditory, or others, we encounter day to day that bring forward memories from the past in vivid HG crispness. Oddly, this pile of velvet brought me back as a teenager on a warm day in the mid-1990s. I was working downtown on Front Street at an antique shop. The 90s were a great boom time for Wilmington film, with such favorites as The Crow, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Young Indiana Jones, and many other projects, like Empire Records. Empire Records flopped at the box office big time. A $10 million budget, grossing $250,000 in its first 2 weeks of being released. But the film, a touchstone for Generation X, has become defined as a cult classic. I remember walking out of the shop one evening and looking across the street at 15 South Front Street and seeing crews completing their draping of the building in glowing, colorful neon, music advertisements, and chrome. This building served as the exterior for the infamous record shop in the film. There were a lot of small shots outside of the building, with characters coming and going into the store, but the major scene featured in the finale of the film had Renee Zellweger and a band performing on the chrome overhang above the entrance to the store. The film had opened an open casting call to populate South Front Street for a raucous street dance. All the shops on Front had to have their windows dressed for the scene, as camera angles would potentially hit the facade of every building on the block. This brings me back to the velvet. I was downstairs with my boss, and an eager young set dressing assistant came into the shop to look at the upstairs windows and take measurements. This was midday around noon, about 5 hours before we had to close up and turn the building over to them. All of a sudden, we heard banging coming from upstairs, and my boss went up to check things out. It had been one of those days for him, and apparently this was the last straw. The guy jumped the gun and was stapling huge panels of velvet over the windows, stapling them directly into the wood molding and covering the windows that gave natural light to the shoppers upstairs during the day, which was necessary for their safety. I was seated at the counter of the store by the front windows and then saw billowing down in front of the windows onto the sidewalk panels of velvet landing on potted plants, sandwich boards, and being dodged by pedestrians as they were pulled off the molding and tossed outside from the second floor. After things settled, the proper arrangements were made to install the panels, and my boss loved the film industry dearly, so all was well. But the sight of parachuting velvet is ingrained in my mind forever. And sadly, those velvet-filled windows never made it into the final cut.